Okay, let's get into the next parak. Parak Pei Vav here in Tehillim 86. Tfila leDavid. This is not such a common formulation. Tfila leDavid. David HaMelech wrote this tfila. There are other connections and formulations that David has that have been given a parak, but this one has tfila leDavid. And then Be'ez Hashem we'll get back to Levnei Korah comes back in the next parak, Pei Zayin. But this is tfila leDavid. This parak is about tfila. This parak is about the connection. Many of the psukim here are mentioned in our tefillah. Most famously, Ein Kamocha by Elohim, when we take out the Torah. But it's about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having a desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. Says Rav Hirsch right here that the purpose and the ultimate goal of tefillah, as David HaMelech reflects here, is not dafka to get an answer that we're looking for, but in our prayer of bakasha, but tefillah. Tefillah just means to be connected to Hashem, to be in conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik writes, it's not about davening to Hashem, about being with Hashem. That's his formulation. But Rav Hirsch writes that here too. A tefillah lidavid. It is not a prayer of David, but a prayer by David. This is not a prayer that emanated from a particular situation in David's personal life, but a prayer of very broad significance. That's what our first says. As we'll see, this psalm expresses the basic thought that the goal of prayer should be not so much to obtain the desired help as to reassure oneself of God's nearness in times of trouble. The awareness of this nearness is in itself the answer to prayer. We have already pointed out, he writes that tefillah does not mean prayer. Hispalel signifies an exercise for one's inner self, which is thereby penetrated anew with a perception and acknowledgement of certain truths that our judgment and evaluation of things may become more correct. But hispalel is to self-judge. Palel is to judge. Hispalel to self-judge, to look inside ourselves and come to new understandings of a reality. And that's what David says here. That's what this is about. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this a lot in his writings. One of the more beautiful, I mean, they're all beautiful, but one of the more, intense thoughts that he has is in Ishrei Emunah. He writes, how tefillah, the formalized text that we have, when was that made? When was the history of tefillah? When was the rules of tefillah, the words of tefillah that was made at? The Anshei Knesset Gedolah, we know they were the ones that formalized tefillah. And he asks, you know, why dafka did they do that at that time in history? They formalized what we have to say. So says the Rav Soloveitchik that they knew that Nevuah was ending. They knew that Nevuah was ending. Right amongst the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were Chag and Zechariah Malachi, the last Nevi'im. And they wouldn't and couldn't accept the tragic reality that there would be no communication between God and man. So if Nevuah was ending, meaning if Hashem was going to stop talking to them, we would start talking to Hashem. And tefillah is the other side of the coin of Nevuah. They're two sides of the same coin. By every conversation, there's one side talking, one side listening. And it's about the connection itself. That's what Rav Hirsch says on our parak. Ha'emes hi mahusa tefillah hi chavayata bris shel hischabrus imho elokim v'hadibur elav. It's the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah v'nevuah heim shtei Hagdaros Nirdafos, Ledusiach. There are two synonyms that relate Hanose Ofi Bein Bris between the Bris Bein Elokimu Bein Ha'adam. Achein Kilas Atila Nolda, the congregation of prayer was created Ba'osa Sha'amamish Kishakilas Hanavua Higilakitsa. And it's a continuation. Hatfila hi hemshich shel anevuah v'hagudah shel mispalim hi memelo aguda shel neviim. The only difference is that who takes the initiative. That's the only difference between tefila and nevuah. Heim sirvu, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, sirvu lihikana. They refused to be subjugated and lowered. L'metzias historis achzara zu, that there wouldn't be any connection, and therefore they created formalized tefillah, formalized prayer, and that's what Rav Hirsch says that this parak is about also. Tefillah leDavid. David turns to Hashem and says, Hatei Hashem aznecha, aneni. Right? Turn your ear to me, aneni, and listen to me. Ki ani ve'ev yonani. Because I'm poor. Because I have nothing. The Radak says that this perek was written when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, and Imamish had nothing, and he was poor, and he had to beg for food. Zehamizbar chibro David ba'odenu gola u'boreach mepnei Shaul. And ki ani haya, says the Radak, ba'osam ha'makom, sheholich, he was actually poor. Lo haya lo sipuko, he didn't have enough. Imosha ozer mosar, remember he had to even ask for the shtei halechem, because he was pikuach nefesh, right? So maybe he was that time, maybe the Radak says maybe it was in the time when he was with Achish, and he had no food. So that's the Radak's comment. But if it's about tefillah, this could just be about an attitude of tefillah. Ki ani ve'evyon ani. When a person davens, it has to be out of a sense of needing and lacking. The Gra talks about Hakol Kol Yaakov Ayadayim Ideis of the Gra notes that Hakol Kol in the Torah, one kol is written Mole, one kol is written Chaser. One with a vav, with and without a vav. Why? Because every Jew says the Gra has two kolos. The kol of Mole, the proud kol, the standing up kol, that's the kol of Torah. And then you have the broken call, the lacking call, the call of tefillah, the call chaser. We can't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah if we feel like we have everything. So that's what he says. Hatea David HaMelech says, turn your ear to me because I need you. Ani ve'evion ani. The Arinas Yisrael points out that the Mabit writes in Beis Elokim, right, his sefer on tefillah and emunah and shuvah, he writes there that ein ra'ui, sharat tefillah perek aleph, ein ra'ui la'adam lehispalel lakel al davar she'ino hechrachi. Right? You shouldn't dive into something unless it's something that you really need. Something that you really need. So that's what David is saying. I need. Ani ve'evyon. And also, you shouldn't dive in for something that you could get yourself. So the same thing. So these two things are reflected in this pasuk, right? Hashem, answer me because I can't do it myself. I need you. I'm lacking. Ki ani the evyon ani. Shamra nafshi. Now the pasuk says, Hashem, please guard my soul. Ki chasid ani, because I am pious. Hosha avdacha ata lokai. Hashem, save me. Abotech ilecha. After all, I am having bitachon in you. What makes David a chasid here? So the Rashi says, ki chasid ani equals two deas. The first dea is that, one medrash, I hear insults all the time. Chazal talk about how many insulted David, whether it was nationally, whether there were publicly, David HaMelech got some insults and curses and he didn't say anything, or privately. The Talmidim sometimes used to remember the Gemara in Bava Metzia. They asked him about somebody who was lives with an Esh Hashish. But David Rashi says, "Shani shomea gidufei v'cherpasi. I hear my gidufin and my insults. V'yacholus biyadi lehina came. I could take revenge. V'ani shosik. I don't do it. I don't take revenge." Says the Meiri, that's what the David HaMelech is asking for. David HaMelech is saying, Shama nafshi, help my soul. Help me not take nekama. Right? Taking nekama is an isser, is an aveira. But it's hard not to. It's not hard not to want to. Says the Meiri, right here in his commentary on Tehillim, V'yalpi apshat nireh, shekavanaso, sheyishmar nafsho min ha'oyev. Guard my soul. V'lo yivi'uhu likachu nikmaso mimenu. Ki chasin ani. I try to live on the level of being a chasid. V'chein ein meritzoni l'nkomehem. Aval sh'ashalem lahem kirtzoni tova tachazra. K'mo shematzinu b'shol. Like David HaMelech and Shaul. Shaya rodfo. U'mishad alamiso. Shaul HaMelech was trying to kill David. U'bal yado kama pa'amim. A few times David HaMelech could have killed him, and he didn't. He was a Mashiach Hashem. So this is a tefillah, according to the Meiri, that David is saying, please guard my nefesh. Help my nefesh stay intact and stay true and know that nekama is not the way to go. But some are familiar with the Gemara and Brachas on Dav Dalid, which Rashi quotes here also. David HaMelech says, what does it mean, chasid? Says the Gemara. All the other kings sleep late. I get up very early. And, I'm not like the other kings. That's one day. Aren't I a chassid? They all sit in their covet and they don't work and they're not involved in really helping everybody. My hands are dirty in blood and fetus tissue and kedelatari shalabaila. Trying to figure out whether this is Dam Nida, whether this is Dam Leda. I'm trying to help out Kedei Latar Isha Labayla. David HaMelech, that's what makes David a chassid. Interesting, the Nod Bihuda Nechuva says here that even though all other areas of halacha are objective and equal, It's not weighted to one side or the other to be mekel or machmir in Hilchas Nida. It's weighted to be mekel. It's weighted on that side, because that's what you learn from this Gemara. I'm involved in this. Why doesn't the Gemara say kedei to figure out if the woman is tamei or tar? No, it says kedei latar yishal abayla. So we do whatever we can in Hilchas Nida to be able to be a mekel. Also, yodai molach lachos sounds like it's still wet, right? Some post in the Torah Sashlamim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch quotes that, could you paskin while it's still wet? Should you wait till it's dry? So that's David HaMelech. But the Mefarshim wonder, David HaMelech, this was what makes him a chassid, right? That he's involved in these laws. This is what makes him a chassid. David HaMelech did a lot. And is this appropriate for David to talk like this? So the Kamotzi Shal Rav here quotes from the Chazon Ish. Right, what makes a person a chassid? So he quotes based on a Meiri in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav that if we do something lefim mishuras adin, so it's not something that we need to do. If we don't do it, we're not going to get punished, right? If somebody does what they're supposed to do and they don't do what they're not supposed to, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, maybe they'll get punished. But lefim mishuras adin, if I don't do it, then I'm not going to get punished. Except, says the Meiri, if this mida was already nisparsim in the family, and your father did it and your grandfather did it, and then you don't do it, even though it's in lefim mishuras adin, I'm going to be punished if I don't do it. Because it's not the level of chassidus anymore, right? It's just the level of, this is the minhag avoseinu I have to do. So, with that background, David HaMelech was the son of Yishai. Yishai, the Gemara says, was one of the four people who never sinned. So he basically did everything perfectly. So anything that David does was already in the minhag avos. So what would make him, he has to do everything, and if he doesn't do it, he'll be punished. So what's chassidus for David? Only one thing, something about being a king. Because Yishai wasn't a king. So the only midas chassidus you can find by David HaMelech is something about him being a king, and that's why that the chassidus is this, by David HaMelech, even though he's a king, he's involved in these nitty-gritty details of halacha. The Netziv also discusses this Gemara in the Kidmas HaEmek, the Sheiltos of the Netziv, has three introductions. Why does it have three introductions? Because when it was originally printed, it was printed in three volumes. So every time he printed one of the volumes, he made an introduction. So now they print all three of the introductions at the beginning of volume one. Right? There's the Kidmas HaEmek, and there's the Pesach HaEmek. Right, there's a few of them. So there in the Kidmas HaEmek in Chela Gimel, Oz Gimel, he talks about two types of chassidim. He says, David HaMelech, he quotes our pasuk, he says, sometimes he calls himself a chassid, sometimes he calls himself an ani. So here he says both in our, right, ani and pasuk aleph and chassid and pasuk beis. So he says, there are types of chassidim that connect to Hashem and do everything l'shem shamayim, but they still retain their recognition that they are independent human beings. He says, and then there's a higher type, which even great people only get to once in a while, that they're totally consumed with a Kadosh Baruch Hu when they kind of leave their das. Nafsham hayakosef la'amod ba'oso onig v'tzich tzuchus. I'm sorry, where is it? Yish'od ofan avas Hashem, she'nidbak b'avas Hashem, she'aza kamavas, she'ma'abeid b'shas hadveikus sichlo hativi legamre. V'zeo derech chasidus she'in l'ma lehimenu. So David HaMelech, it's not just chasidus, he says, this is what I try to do. This is why I try to be in that zone. Chaneni Hashem ki elecha ekra kol hayom, Hashem, find compassion in me, because I call you all day. Sameach nefesh avdecha, please make me besimcha. Make me besimcha. Davening to be besimcha. That's okay, you a person can daven. Sometimes it's hard. Even to us Hashem besimcha, it's not simple. Sameach nefesh avdecha, like the Rambam says, right? It's an avoda gedola. That gorgeous lashon of the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Lulav, where the Rambam says that the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me find it, the Rambam says, at the end here of Paraches, the Rambam says, Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'avas ha-kel she'tziva bahen avoda gedolahi. The simcha that a person has when he does a mitzvah, and in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the love, it's a big avoda. If you don't do it b'simcha, then he's worthy of getting punished. As it says in the Tochacha, so davening to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha is okay. That's what David HaMelech says. Please let me be b'simcha so I could serve you on the highest level. Sameach nefesh avdecha ki elecha Hashem nafshi esa. Right? I lift up my soul to be able to talk to you. Ki ato Hashem tov v'salach v'rav chesed l'chol karecha. Also from our tefillah, Hashem, you are good and forgiving and rav chesed to all those that call you. Hazina Hashem tefillah si, Hashem, listen to my tefillah, v'akshiva b'kol tachnun osai, and recognize the call of my tachnunim. B'yom tzarasi akra'echa, on the day of my tzara, I call out to you, ki sa'aneni, I know you're going to answer me. Ein kamocha be'elohim Hashem. There is nobody like you, Hashem, amongst the Elohim, ve'ein kamasecha. There's nobody like you, and there's nobody like your actions. What is that referring to? So what does Elohim here mean? So some say it means the angels. Amongst the celestial beings, Hashem, there's nobody in your state, right? They are all Nivraim, and you are the Borei. Like the Rambam discusses, in Uchaz Yisodi HaTorah, the Tamil levels of Malachim. But the Radak here says, Elohim here means items that people make Elohim. It's Elohim. In Kamocha Belohim. And that is the sun and the moon and the stars. Says the Radak here. V'Elohim heim HaShemesh v'Yirech v'Kochavim. V'Ovdeyem Svurim Shem Yichol Mahatzalat Zoek. The people who serve them think that these beings are able to save. Even though they have certain powers, they're not like you. They are just messengers, and you are the mishaleach. They're always do how they're commanded. You made everybody. They're amongst celestial beings or among the sun and the moon and the stars. That's what we have to think about. All the nations, they will eventually come to stand in front of you. The Radak here says, now they serve other gods. There will come a time, there'll come a time that they will all recognize that you are the judge, and that will be Bimos HaMashiach. This is an amazing comment of the Ritva. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, notes that there are three judgments, three times of judgment. One judgment is on Rosh Hashanah every year. One judgment is on the day after a person dies. And the other judgment is going to be in the future, nationally, at the time of Tfiyas HaMesim, Bimos HaMashiach. That's when all the people, that's when the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daveis, all the nations of the world are going to come to try to get their schar, and that's when we'll be determined our chelik in Olam Haba, for eternity at that time. So that must be what the Pasuk is referring to here also. All the guys will come, and they'll recognize you. And they'll finally give you covet. Ki gadol ata va'osei nifla'os. Again, the double lashon of who he is and his actions, like we had before. Ein kamocha v'Elohim, ve'ein kamasecha. This is parallel. Gadol ata va'osei nifla'os. You make nifla'os. Maybe a reference to man. Hashem is osei nifla'os, right? We say that at the end of Asher Yatzar. Rofech al-basar umafli lasos. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that quote a couple of opinions. What exactly is the mafli lasos? The one that the last one that is quoted, I think it's the last one that's quoted, relating to the guf and the neshama. Maybe that's what David HaMelech is referring to. That's the one the Ramah quotes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes five different opinions, and the Ramah in Simin Vav in Aruch Chaim, the Od Yesh Lafarish Shemafli Lasos, B'Masha Shomer Ruach HaAdam Bekirbo, the Kosher Davar Ruchani, the Davar Gashmi. That's the nifla of man. We are ruchnius and gashmius. Va'kol hu al yedeshu rofechol basar. Ki os adam b'kav abrius, v'nishmaso mishtameres, b'kirbo. Who says that? Ramah? Divrei Atzmo. Divrei Atzmo. That's the Ramah himself. The Ramah himself talking. So, the pasuk says here, with Hashem is osin flows. Horeni Hashem darkecha. Hashem, teach me. Ahalech ba'amitecha. I want to go in your truth. These are tefillos that we want to be spiritually connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We don't just daven for Parnassa and Refuah. We should daven for Ruchnius. The Malbim here says there are three bakashos here that are being asked. Right? Number one, Horeni Hashem, Bakeshi Yadu'iyu Gimel Drachim, Darkecha, Shu Darki Anhagaso, teach me how you do rachamim, because I want to follow. Says the Malbim. Number two, teach me what's beyond my understanding. Try to teach me how the world functions. Torah. And then ahalich ba'amitecha. Emunos v'deos, she'asig b'seichel ha'iyuni achtus Hashem hashkacha. So teach me about you. So teach me about the Torah. Teach me about you. All different requests that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Odcha Hashem Elokai b'chol avi Hashem. I thank you. I thank you. Along with request, always has to be what recognition to what you already have. V'chabda shimcha l'olam. I will honor you forever. Ki chastucha gadol al. I realize what you give me, the chesed, is beyond. V'itzalta nafshi mishol tachtiyah. And you have saved me. Elokim zedim kamu alai. My enemies have come up against me. Rashi says, Doeg and Achitofel. Those who have made trouble for David all his life. Va'adasa ritzin bikshu nafshi. V'lo samucha lenegdam. they didn't put you in front of them. V'ata Hashem, you have a number of the Yud Gimel Midos, Kel Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Brav Chesed V'emes, Pnei Eli, please turn to me, V'chaneni, Tuna Uzcha L'Avdecha, give me your strength. Give me your strength, Hoshiel ben Amasecha, and save the son of your maidservant. David HaMelech goes by his mother. Goes by his mother. Why? The Radak here says that a person is more connected to his mother naturally. Number one, because of the pregnancy, and number two, because of the nursing. So he's connected b'teva to his mother more than his father, says the Radak. So that's what David HaMelech says. Save me for myself, but also for my connection to my mother, right? It relates to like the Rambam that in Hilchas Deos in the sixth parak, he says so much of what we, who we are is both based on nature and based on nurture, based on what we came from and where we are going. So asei imi os l'tova, do a os for me l'tova, right? Show me a sign, v'yirusona v'yevosha, so all my enemies could realize ki ata Hashem azartani v'nichamtani, that you are the one with me, right? Asei ma os, remember the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, David HaMelech says, please let everybody know, and Rashi quotes it here, that you have forgiven me, and Hashem says, not in your lifetime, but in the lifetime of Shlomo. In the days of Shlomo, the doors of the base of English wouldn't open until he said, do it, I'll tosh yabarim shichecha, zichro l'chasi David avdecha, and then the doors opened, and everybody realized that David HaMelech was forgiven. Okay, we will stop here.